Good morning, everyone. It's 10 past 11 a.m. and you are on Chiyun Radio. We are students of the LLCE class and have worked on the theme art and debate. Today, let's talk about art, but get ready. It will be very disturbing but interesting. We will debate, think, and learn more about some artists and art simply together. We have Elisa and her group, Mary, Manon, Victoire and Alan, all of whom have worked on these works with their group, that we welcome as art critics this morning. Let's start with Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello, so great to be here.
She is a student at Germaine Chiyun, who studied this work, and today will tell us about the artist Christian L'Hôpital. So, he is a contemporary French artist from Lyon, who mainly practices drawing and sculpture. Let's focus on Fixe, Face, Silence, which is one of his works. It's a sculpture set that's very interesting. In any case, it really drew my attention. So, Mary, please, can you develop more about it? Can you describe it, please?
Okay, so let me tell you how we discovered Christian L'Hôpital's universe and his artworks. It was in December 2020. We went to the crack where we saw an art exhibition called L'œil extravagant. There were several pieces of art, however, one of them was really eye-catching. Fixe, Face, Silence is the name of the group of sculptures we liked. Actually, this work is made out of cuddly stuffed animals, covered in white paint, held by strings and wood. The toys represent animals such as monkeys, penguins, hedgehogs and bears. A whole room was emptied to welcome the sculptures, and we could wander all around the painted toys to take a look from all angles. As for the toys, they were not fully covered. We could still see the eyes. Well, it was a bit creepy and innocent at the same time. We can suppose that the title is a reference to what the sculptures look like. Fixe, as they are frozen in the paint. Face, as we can see all the sides. And Silence, as the mouses are hidden under the paint.
Actually, you must have mixed feelings about the interpretation of this work, don't you?
As a matter of fact, my point of view differs from Victoire's. When I laid my eyes upon Christian's work, I felt like, ill at ease. Basically, I felt that he managed to corrupt the plushies. From innocent childhood toys, it became something twisted. During the visit, we learned that the toys have been bought, but never belonged to any child. I mean, the white color makes me think of a hospital room. It feels morbid. The way they were exposed was also weird. Indeed, most of them were hanged, and the fact that they never belonged to any kids makes me think that maybe they were sad because they did not have a normal life. The toys were never loved by anyone. Nobody ever played with them, and they were maybe depressed, so they decided to kill themselves.
So, as we said earlier, our points of view are slightly different. In my imagination, the plushies are undead. They didn't kill themselves. They are forever waiting for someone, a kid maybe, to come and adopt them. It's like they are frozen, waiting, in the hope that one day they will find a home. What makes me think this way are the eyes. Indeed, it is the only part that we can still see. As a very wise person once said, the eyes are the reflection of the soul. The fact that they were bought but never cared for reinforces the idea that they are waiting for someone to come. The artist perfectly illustrated this conception with the quotation, "La peinture devient alors une prison, dont seuls les yeux émergent. To conclude, we are positive on the fact that art creates debate. As you just heard, we all have different feelings because everyone has a divergent approach and sensibility about art. The way we react to things truly differs from one person to another.
Thank you, Mary and Victoire. Well, by being a little embraced in the universe of this artist, let's continue with Les Moineaux Écarlates, with Manon. This artwork is very colorful and puzzling. This group of paintings gives the impression that they are united and forms a single work. I don't know for you and your group, Manon, but this is my feeling about this work.
Hello everyone, so Christian L'Hôpital decided to paint 91 sparrows during 91 days, during his recovery from a painful disease. Basically, we can really feel all his emotions through these birds. When we stand in front of this artwork, we can feel a lot of emotion, like sadness, joy, distress or a sense of calm, which can be very disturbing. The shades of red and pink emphasize this feeling. I think that we can say that art is essential to us and our society. It's a way for us to escape from our daily routine. Well, we often hear that art is something which is supposed to be pleasant and beautiful. Yet today, as we have seen from the artwork of a French artist, art can be really eye-catching and provocative. By the way, we all have different opinions about it. For instance, Enzo is between two opinions about this painting because he thinks they are neither beautiful nor ugly. Well, he thinks that it's too childish and easy to understand. Let's continue with Iliana and Anaïs, who have the same state of mind. They think that it's awful, not explicit, and it doesn't raise any debate. It doesn't make sense. Actually, they just think that the real purpose of art is not powerful here. Now, I'm going to present you my point of view to you. So, I think that this artwork is very strange and really disturbing. From a distance, it looks pretty, but when it got closer, I think it's frightening. Even if some of the individual paintings are beautiful.
It was very interesting. Thank you, Manu. Okay, so we are going to take a little musical break with the song Don't Shoot by The Game. We meet again after. Grand is good in this world and good in the life to come keep us safe from the torment of the fire. As we keep our hands up high and scream for justice. Ferguson, rest in peace Mike Brown and all the young soldiers out there. God help us.
Time to take a stand and save our future.
Like we all got shot, we all got shot.
Throwing up our hands, don't let them shoot us.
Cause we all we got, we all we got. God ain't put us on the earth to get murdered, it's murder. God ain't put us on the earth to get murdered, it's murder. Don't put your weapons at me.
Seen the pictures, feel the pain. Scandalous how they murder son. Tired of them killing us. I'm on my way to Ferguson. Talk to Tip, I talk to Diddy. Then my brother's walking with me. Mother's crying, stop the riots. We ain't got a chocolate city. I seen Cole out there. Felt I should go out there. They left that boy 4 hours in the cold out there. They killing teens. They killing dreams.
It's murder.
Yo, come on. We gotta stick together, we all we got. When police taking shots and I ain't talking about Ciroc, I'm talking about Emmett Till, I'm talking about Azelle Ford, I'm talking about Sean Belly, never go to jail for it. Trayvon over Skittles, Mike Brown, Cigarello. Story keep repeating itself like a Biggie instrumental. America's a glass house and my revenge is mental. Rather use my brain and throw a cocktail through a window.
I got the keys to the city, still we left in the cold. Hands in the sky, still was left in the road. Ribbon in the sky, Michael Brown, another soul. Stole by the system, black men, we pay the toll. The price is your life, Uncle Sam on a slice. Black dress code, now we looting in the night. Now we throwing Molotovs in this Holocaust. And I know they hate to hear me screaming, I'm a boss.
Time to take a stand and save our future.
Like we all got shot, we all got shot.
Throwing up our hands, don't let them shoot us.
Cause we all we got, we all we got.
first on the earth to get murdered. It's murder. God ain't put us on the earth to get murdered. It's murder. Don't put your weapons at me.
Tired of the okie doke, you lying, you Pinocchio. Driving wild black, tell me where am I supposed to go? Gunshots hit the car, now I got the Holy Ghost. Excessive force was a drug, then they overdosed. Got us trying to protest, it's a slow process. Heard it's a lot of rotten eggs in the crow's nest. People praying on their feet, police holding on with heat. Turned on the news and seen a tank rolling down the street.
I seen a lot of ice water toss, and I know it's for a cause. My only question is, what we doing for the loss of Mike Brown? Cause right now I challenge you to use your talents to speak up, and don't you ever let them silence you. Cause action speaks louder than words, that's what I heard. Shot down with his hands up, that's what occurred. Man, that sound absurd. Matter of fact, to me that sound like murder. We want justice.
Hey yo game, I had a crib out there, I used to live out there. So I know how niggas feel out there. People stressing, protesting, unity is a blessing. So it's time we come together, use our voices to weapon. I am Michael Brown, cause I stand for what he stand for. News say we looting, paint pictures like we some animals. On my NWA, CMG, hollering rest in peace, ease, and fuck the police.
Heard another brother slain out with St. Louis. I'm sure the mother feel the pain, but what you famous doing? I'm sure the general population trying to be more active. But when the light finally catches you, you ice challenge. Okay, and I support the ALS just like the rest of them. But you have yet to pay your debts, so you just flexing it. Cause everybody care for a minute, stop. People only there for a minute, stop. And what's the point of giving if you ain't giving your all? We never get in the head, might as well give up your heart.
What does it mean? I got my hands up, what else am I supposed to do?
About here, and they don't really respect Obama out here. Lights out, go dark, it's like a nightmare. How the fuck you play the game, but they ain't playing fair. It's going down, Armageddon right here. Right now, not on TV, but right here. Put your flags in your air if you don't really care. We need justice, yeah. We need justice here.
I heard he surrendered, but we all saw how they did him. Television broadcast a confused country. I'm a resident of a nation that don't want me. What's done is done, the town erupts in fury. And I'm already hearing about this lopsided jury. Three faces like his, the rest another story. A lot of motherfuckers need to act more worried.
The revolution has been televised. If I sit here and don't do nothing, homie, that's genocide. Fuck that, we have arrived. And who cares who ain't on our side? Cause we on our own. How you preach peace to a family that just lost their own? My Brody gang just banged my line like we gotta do something. All that marching in that peace ain't gon' fucking do nothing. Fuck it, mama, I'm sorry, I'm ready to rage. The police to let the animals out the cage. Oh Lord, it's
time to take a stand and save our future. Like we are gunshot, we are gunshot. Throwing up our hands, I'll let them shoot us. Cause we are, we got, we are, we got. God ain't put us on the earth to get murdered. It's murder. God ain't put us on the earth to get murdered. It's murder. Don't point your weapons at me.
Stand up.
Okay, let's move on to another type of art, really different and more contemporary. An anonymous artist named Banksy. I think you are familiar with that name. He's from England and, well, that's all we know about him. The debate is going to be animated. His works are highly discussed by the public, even censored sometimes. So, it's art or vandalism? Elisa and her group, who studied his works, can you tell us more, please? Give me your opinion.
Hello, everybody. Yes, as Camelia said, Banksy is a very well-known artist, even though he keeps his identity secret. Despite his fame, Banksy is one of the most controversial artists. And today, through three of his work, I am going to explain to you why these artworks are so contentious. So, the first world I work I would like to talk about is a mural made in Port Talbot in Wales, which represents a child sticking out his tongue to catch snowflakes. Yeah, it seems to be something casual, but actually, there is a very important detail in this mural. The snowflakes that the boy is eating are in reality the ashes from a burning bin. Here, the artworks bring an important message. Stop with the pollution. But this masterpiece had divided opinions. Indeed, made on a private garage, this mural should be considered vandalism, but the notoriety of Banksy prevent him from being arrested. This is actually not very cool for other street artists who are not considered as real artists.
Okay, now let's move on to another mural made on a wall in London. On this work is painted a sparrow humiliated by three dark pigeons who are holding signs reading "Go back to Africa," "Migrants not welcome," or "Keep off our worms." Banksy made a lot of political or social artworks, but this time it has received a lot of complaints from citizens. Indeed, this mural was judged to be so offensive and racist that the Council of London decided to remove it. Banksy could not imagine that kind of reaction, but it increased the number of negative opinions about him.
For the last idea, I wanted to talk about a recent event surrounding Banksy's artwork. In October 2018, an auction took place where a painting made by Banksy was for sale. It represented a little girl holding a red balloon surrounded by a golden frame. At the start, everything was going well, until the three blows of the auctioneer's gavel, which provoked the destruction of the painting. You probably think that the new owner had spent money for nothing, but actually, he hadn't. Indeed, this action increased the value of the art, and finally, it was sold for $1.4 million. Once again, this event raised different opinions. Those who consider the price unjustified and inexplicable, and those who are amazed by what Banksy made.
We will meet in 3 minutes. Open your ears wide, relax with 24K Magic by Bruno Mars.
I just want to take you
magic in the air, head to toe so clear, look out.
Jeff Koons. He is an American visual artist, sculptor of neo-pop kitsch style. Let's concentrate on his famous work, The Rabbit. His most expensive work ever sold. That's crazy, I think. Many artists, as well the public, had a negative opinion when asking the question, is art or an object to be sold for money? That's the question. Alan, who worked on this piece of art, I would like to know what do you think, please.
So, hi everyone. It's a true pleasure to be here today. So, first of all, a bit of information about this rabbit. So, as Camilla said, it was created by Jeff Koons. To describe it for the listeners who may not have heard about it, it's a 41-inch tall stainless steel shiny bunny that is really eye-catching. It seems like it's made of inflated balloons, especially because of its ruffled ears, when in reality it's made of metal. So this mesmerizing sculpture was made in 1986 and sold in an auction sale in 2019 for $90.1 million, which is $20 million more than its pre-sale estimate. And that's a new record for the most expensive piece of art sold by a living artist. I don't know if you can imagine how huge that is. So first of all, congratulations to Mr. Koons, but as you can imagine, it really arouses debate, especially about the place that money takes in art. So is it worth that amount? Is it a money-making scheme? Where are the limits? Is it still considered as a piece of art, or is it an investment? So yeah, it's great to see that, because the arts community is one that needs to be supported. But some people might criticize artists like Jeff Koons for making business out of their art. So if you want to know the opinion of Jeff Koons himself, here it is. He said in an interview for TRT World, quote, "The value of art isn't in any form of economics. It's in your quality of life. It's about being able to become the whole world's open up to you. That's what a value," end quote. To be honest, it sounds really hypocritical after the sale he made, but to defend him, I can quote this article written by Michael Finlay from the website ArtNet News. Quote, "Like currency, the commercial value of art is based on collective intentionality. There is no intrinsic, objective value, no more than that of a $100 bill. Human stipulation and declaration create and sustain the commercial value." I mean, I pretty much agree with that. Basically, Koons is not hurting anyone, and if there are buyers who are willing to spend that kind of money on that kind of purchase, it's on them. But on the other hand, art experts and people in general think that art should be a way to convey a message or to share emotions, so thereby it should be accessible for everyone. In the same spirit, I can state Carl Richards from his article in the New York Times, quote, "The art should be its own reward. The thinking goes, marketing, spreadsheets, cash flow statement, reconciling books, these are the artist equivalent of four-letter words," end quote. Anyway, art is subjective and will always create controversy, so it's up to you to create your own point of view.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alan. Each review is different depending on who is commenting. Thank you all, Tune Radio is over for this morning. We really want to thank Maeve for the precious help she has given us in preparing this program. I hope you enjoyed listening to this show as much as we enjoyed preparing it. Have a nice day!